Mr. Jacob, Mr. Blindfield, ladies and gentlemen. I would first like to thank you, Mr. Jacobs, and the Broadcasting Corporation for your invitation to be present this evening on the eve of the opening of 3ZA. When 3 was first mentioned, 3ZA was to come in as a commercial station on the coast, everybody opened it with welcome arms. We were all quite happy about it. A little while after, a flutter came around that we was to lose our program on 3YZ, and people became very much worried over that. A number of local bodies passed resolutions, and other organisations passed resolutions of protest, deeming that we may lose our 3YA program. Whether the protesting of the organisations changed the opinion of the corporation, I don't know. But as you know, Mr. Jacob, you haven't been here very long, but if a West Coaster gets something he likes, it takes a lot of taking off him. And that was the attitude at the West Coast. People were taken up when they thought they were going to lose the very good station we have at the present time. We're all happy with it, so why should we give it away? And that was the action of quite a number of people on the West Coast. But as it turned out, we haven't lost our station. We are still going to get at least 80% of our 3YA station, and we're going to get our commercial station, which means we have gained a lot more than we absolutely expected to. I think that the 3ZA is going to play a very important part in the development, or the new development, I should say, of the West Coast, and will be of great value.
I'd like to call upon Mr. Richards to say a few words on behalf of Hokitika.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is quite a privilege and a pleasure for me to come up tonight to take part in the inauguration of this new radio station. Now, the new station, I understand, is to be called 3ZA. Westland, the commercial station, putting the West Coast in the same, how would you put it, in the same important category as the rest of New Zealand, is just another recognition that the coasters, as a whole, are New Zealanders too. Now, I don't want to take up any more time. I just want to congratulate the department on the institution of this new station, and to wish them all the very, very best of luck. Thank you.
And now, someone who needs no introduction, Mr. Blanchfield.
Mr. Jacobs and ladies and gentlemen, I've been to many occasions and many openings in the last few years, but I don't think I've seen such a representative or widespread gathering of personalities from all parts of the district and New Zealand like I have here this evening. And it is good that that should be so, because tonight we are on the eve of more progress for Westland. It's not every town that can boast of having a radio station and yet get another one, a commercial station. And I think the people of Westland should be very, very thankful, besides having the valuable station of 3YZ that we have now coming up, 3ZA of Westland. Just a small observation or two, Mr. Jacobs, regarding the radio. And it looks to me that even though we value 3YZ very, very much, it is more or less tied to some departmental or perhaps cultural restrictions, which a commercial station is not. And I think that the value of a commercial station to a district, a small district, cannot be overemphasized. There's more elasticity with the rules which the announcers are allowed to use. They become more personal. They can get right to the hearts and the minds of the people. They can flash bulletins and matters of news interest over any time they like. And I think that the very fact that they can do that, it's going to set up on the West Coast something which we've been turning off and on to other parts of New Zealand over the years, and now we can turn on to 3ZA Westland. I won't detain you any further, ladies and gentlemen, but But just to officially declare open at 6 a.m. on Monday, August the 17th of 1964, the commercial station 3ZA Westland.